Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are very, very fortunate. We have Haji Ahmed Nahuda Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, here with us. Haji Sahib is originally from South Africa, Leslie, in the Eastern Transvaal originally. And Haji Sahib spent almost his whole life in Madinatul Munawwara with great, great, great mujahada. And in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot imagine. This is a sample of one of those people who we read about in the very long distant past. Today we are very fortunate we have Haji Sahib here. Haji Sahib was the murid of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat Khalifa also. And a special Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Sahib also had to a great extent the company of Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Was a very, very great buzurg and very close relationship. Haji Sahib's mujahada, etc., we cannot explain. Haji Sahib just lost his wife, our mother, just recently. And already Haji Sahib has come here and for the sake of Deen. And to leave Madinatul Munawwara, who wants to leave? But for the sake of Deen, for our fikr, our Islam, Haji Sahib regularly makes his asfar, and his advices have changed thousands of people's of lives. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to listen with that, and also to take the heed and to try and bring the changes in our lives, inshallah. And Haji Sahib's health is not good. As we invited Haji Sahib, but he said, I don't know, I'll see how my health is. So Haji Sahib has sacrificed, made a great sacrifice, traveling by plane like this, coming here. Allah Ta'ala make it that we appreciate, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulih al-Kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-Rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي عند قبري سمعت ومن صلى علي نائيا كفي أمر الدنيا وآخرته وكنت له شهيدا أو شفيا يوم القيامة عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تزل قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن خمسين عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفق وماذا عمل فيما أدناه كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام مكرم محترم respect to all my brothers. First of all, very important for all of us, all this demonstration of intentions, whatever we listen to, we will try and practice to please Allah Ta'ala and passing the message to others, our family, first to our own family. Allah Ta'ala addressing the believer says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nas wal hijara alayha malaikatun ghiladun shidadun la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'maruna. O believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam in which human beings and stones will burn, and the angels appointed to punish in Jahannam, they're very hard-hearted, very cruel, got no mercy. So we must try and first save ourselves, our family, and try and save others also. And the easy method is, it's called the Sohbat al-Shaykh and Zikr, which I'm coming to this. So the second, the first verse of the Holy Quran, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every person has to taste death. Yes? The taste of death is very bitter. For more detail, go through Fadail, the Sadaqat, words of charity. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you chop somebody 300 times with a sword, worse than that is the pain of this. Very difficult, this. And you have to, we can't go that serious. And then at the time of death, the biggest problem, Iblis, has to convert a Muslim into kafir, that has to be. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam quoted in words of charity, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a Muslim is regular with his or her five salat time to time first, but with sincerity and patience and concentration. Sometimes a person dying, nobody to make the person decide the kadima. So if it's regular, he will have five salat, 10 to 10. Malikul Maud, the angel of death, will make the dying person decide the kadima and chase shaitan away. If he will decide the kadima at the time of death, sure to go in Jannah. You must see that we are very particular about salat, namaz. But namaz, there's a riwayat in Fadail Amal. أن عبد الله بن قلت رضي الله تعالى قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يحاسب العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة، إن سلحت سلحت سائر عمله، إن فسدت فسدت سائر عمله. The first question before this five question I'm coming to is the five salat. If we perform it correctly, sincerely, with patience and concentration, we will pass the rest of the test. And if we don't perform salat correctly, there's a riwayat in Fazail Ramah, as Shaykh said, if you perform the salat haphazardly, not sincerely, not time to time, and you don't come to the masjid, that's for the men, and you just perform it anyhow. So quickly, this, then that salat goes up in a black form, cursing that person, Allah Ta'ala, destroy you how you don't do, and it's thrown back on his face. You must see that if you perform a salat sincerely and with patience and concentration. And the very easy method is, as Shaykh Ramakar said, the Hadith Sharif in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُسَلِّي يُنَادِي رَبَّهُ. When we make salat, we are talking to Allah Ta'ala. Before we wuzu according to sunnat, then what you call, in sunnat also it's a very important miswak, not the toothbrush, yeah? Must throw the toothbrush away. Miswak is a sunnat. And this Rasam said, if you use miswak in the wuzu, you get 70 times more sawab, more reward. And the biggest benefit of miswak, Allah Ta'ala loves that person. Now what else more? Allah Ta'ala loves somebody. Must encourage and daven sunnah. Bismillah Rasam said, من أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. If you enliven the sunnah, the true love for me will be in my neighborhood in Jannah. Must then enliven the Islam sunnah. Encourage our children, others also miswak, greet one another, as-salamu alaykum, other sunnah, compulsory sunnah for the men, the kurta, izar, must be above the ankle. And for the ladies, encourage them compulsory sunnah, then going out to have full padda, face must be covered also. And level sunnah. So, we perform wuzu with miswak, you get 70 times more sawab for the namaz. And then in the musalli yunaji rabbahu, before we begin the namaz, I think I'm going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, and I'm going to talk to Allah Ta'ala. He's looking at me, watching me. If concentrate on the reciting of the imam, and we recite sunnat nafil, concentrate on the reciting. If the thoughts go here and there, just think that I'm talking to Allah, just look at me. Inshallah, if you try and perform it this way, then you will get full reward. Inna salata tanhani al-fahshaa al-munkar wa la zikra. Allah Ta'ala says, inna is guaranteed, salat is such a great form of ibadah, the key of jannat, the greatest ibadah of iman. So if a person performs salat correctly, with patience, sincerely, khushu', the dead salat, what we call, will protect him from all sorts of fahshaa and all sorts of unshameful deeds, and munkar. Munkar means sins of the heart, kufr, shirk, hypocrisy, besides the lesser than death, pride, jealousy, etc. Sins of the seven body parts, the eyes, etc. So we must try and perform a salat correctly. And then, after that, the first, biggest problem, we don't know, you're going to die on iman. So for that, there are few things must be trained regularly. One is, Mashaykh, they say, after the namaz, as we said, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِيخْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَحَبْتَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Ayatul Kursi, after the namaz, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ يَقْرُ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي دُبْرَ كُلَّ صَلَاتِ مَكْتُوبَةً لَمْ يَمْنَعْ دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا الْمَوْتُ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Person recites Ayatul Kursi after the namaz, nothing will stop him going into Jannah, only death. The ulama say, the commentary of the hadith, inshallah, he'll die with iman. And Mawlana Ilyas Ramatullah says, he's in the Jannah, he goes straight to Jannah. So Ayatul Kursi, and then the dua, and then make a habit of giving daily charity, even if it's one rent. You can give non-Muslims. Has a Shaykh quote in verse of charity, As-sadaqatu tuthfi'u ghadabu al-Rabb wa tamna'u mayta tasu'. Charity extinguishes Allah Ta'ala's anger. That means all major and minor sins are forgiven if you give charity. Charity is a deep benefit. And saves a person from bad death, dying very badly, dying without iman. Has a Shaykh writes, if you give charity regularly, daily, the Allah Ta'ala puts a surat iman also at the time of death. So must make habit of all this. Now, MashaAllah, we are all students here in ulama. I was reading Mufti, كُلَّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. every person will be given his reward on the day of resurrection, good according to his deeds. The one who stays from fire enters Jannah, there is everlasting happiness forever and ever. But be careful, don't let the life of the world fool you. It's very sweet, very green, but it's like in a dream. As I said, very Ramakla, in the dream sometimes we see wonderful things, when we wake up there's nothing. Same thing when we go alone in the darkness of the cover, get alone, then we will realize that life of the world was like a dream. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fortunate those people who think of death frequently. 1 minute thinking, just even while working, studying, or can every mind of ourselves, any time going to the cupboard, either garland snake. Yeah? So, if you think of death frequently, we'll prepare. On the day of the resurrection, 50,000 years later, the sun brought down 1 mile distance from earth. Earth was boiling like copper. For more detail, go to watch your charity. So, the first question after the Salat of the Namaz. First question, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La tazulu qaddama ibn Adam yaman. The person won't be able to move from his place unless he has satisfactory answers for the five questions. The first one, where you spend your lifetime. Life is very valuable. Second, where you spend your young days. You must bring up a youngster Islamic way, not the Western way with the cell phone. They wake up with the cell phones and they go to bed with the cell phone. See? Destroying them. And the cell phones and music and films destroy the iman also. See? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told one person some time ago, all these problems come, now look here, also the ayat beginning. This it can get worse. 3 reasons, mixed cousins, ladies mixing with non-mahram, watching films and listening to music. This, and then in the work of charity, there are the 2 reasons, disobeying parents and hating at katiba from relatives. So these are the reasons that the whole world is going toward destruction. This. And then to my friend abstained from this, and dream of a children Islamic way, the easiness that I'm coming to. Then the next question, where you earned your earning, halal or haram? You must see that earning must be halal. And then where you spent your earning, even earning is halal, if you buy haram things 50,000 years, you have to spend the day if you die on Islam. This 50,000 years after the punishment. You must see that where you buy from also must be halal. And what you buy also, haram things you buy 50,000 years after. The worst haram thing buying today is the TV. Those who buy TV, they're buying haram. See? Utilizing a lot of gifts, wealth, and instead of using it, good things, buying haram things. 50,000 years you have to spend, then what are you going to do? So the objection is, seeing those who got this, make tawbah to you and throw them out of the house. See? And then next question, how much you acted on your knowledge? The knowledge compulsory in Islamic, and to practice also is compulsory. Mufti Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Sahib, now this last question, after that, the record book, the right hand or left hand, and then crossing the Sirat, so difficult journey and very long and very tough, impossible. But if you practice and read our lives according to teaching of the Quran Sharia and Sunnah of Abdullah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let us put it through all the ways. You must see everything that must turn into a good Sunnah. I was reading Mufti Muhammad Sahib with an article. One student asked me, Mustaq, show me how can I make my Islam, make my character perfect. Mufti Sahib quoted this hadith, an anasin radiallahu ta'ala qala qala li rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya bunayya, in qadat an tusbih wa tumsi wa laysa fi qalbika ghushun li ahadin fafal. Thumma qala ya bunayya wa zalika min sunnati wa min ahabba sunnati. فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. When he quoted this hadith to the student, that it means that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Anas radiallahu anhu, my boy, if possible, keep your heart clean morning and evening, that means day and night. Don't hate anybody. And that is also my sunnah. And if you love my sunnah, you'll be in my neighborhood Jannah. The commentator Mishkat Shaykh Shah Ishaq Rahmatullah Alayh, your brothers, even to love Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so great you are, to be Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's labor in Jannah, there is nothing greater than it. The greatest thing in Jannah is to see Allah and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the other thing is nothing compared. So even to love the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they must try and practice also this, but sometimes the nafs is very good. We love it and we want to practice, the nafs go against this. To love so Sunnah also, it's very important. Then Mufti Sahib told him, for the student, don't eat full stomach. Don't eat full stomach. Pet bhar ke na khana. And next thing to him, don't waste time talking, discussing, kill or car talking, waste your time. His time is very valuable. Now eating full stomach, The Shaykh quoted one riwayat in his Salah Sadqat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you've got four qualities, then you've got nothing in the world, not even a rand in your pocket. Nothing in the world. But if you've got the four qualities, you've got everything. So number one, honest, the person must be honest, not dishonest. Second, speaking the truth. Third is good akhlaq, means instead of right, etc. Humility, sabr, shukr, all these good qualities. And the last one is iffat fi ta'amah, eat halal tayyib in a limit, not full stomach. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said that eating the full stomach is the root of a lot of evil. It creates love of the world. And the branches of love of the world, the branches of love of the world, pride, jealousy, hatred, all these bad habits is born in our heart. This is why man also. But try and eat halal tayyib in a limit, not full stomach. So mujahid against the nafs. Then Nazam al-Fuz, I was reading Mufti Mahmud Sabi said that for the ulama, he went to for me, I'm not alim. He said that if an alim, he has humility, then Allah Ta'ala rahmat will shower upon him and becomes ustad of thousands of students. Now how to get the humility? He said daily you must take out the time of thinking also, zikr and fikr. Thinking, you must think that look what we are created from, clot of blood. It's a must carry, it's so horrible, don't like to look, that you must carry enough, that's where you are in the beginning. In the end, in the cover, dirty, rotten, stinking. And then in between, you are walking about what, two and a half kilo toilet in your stomach. You tell that, address yourself, that's what you are. If you keep on thinking this way, then you'll fail, we are nothing. You want to get pride also, you'll get the real humility, and then Allah Ta'ala Rahmat will shower upon you, and it becomes two style of thousands of students. So it must be done daily thinking a little bit. And then Maulana Rahmatullah said, the worst is spiritually is pride. The cure for that also very easy. You must think in the toilet when you go, how you are sitting, what's coming out here. The little thinking must be done also, see? And then general cure for all this to become perfect is called Sohbat-e-Sheikh and Zikr. Sohbat-e-Sheikh, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, you are fortunate. You got Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Mufti Muttara Sahib, the Mashahi also. Sitting in the company, we take that is much better. And also, in your spare time, go to the Fazail Amal, Fazail Sadaqat, Fazail Durud, and Sheikh Kitab Al-Aitidal. Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadir Rahmatullah said, these kitabs are full of nur and hidayat. Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadir Rahmatullah said, thousands of Hazar or thousands of people became awliya Allah reading Hazrat Sheikh Kitab. Yes? Thousands of people became awliya Allah reading Hazrat Sheikh Kitab. Full of nur and hidayat. Mawlana Bazaram Rahmatullah already big buzz in Medina Shari, Rahmatullah Ali. He used to listen to Hazrat Sheikh Kitab, and once he said, the Hazrat Sheikh Kitabs are so maqbool that nur from the earth is showering on Hazrat Sheikh Kitab. And I think he said that I wasn't there, but there was a very fast mirror of Hazrat Sheikh Kitab. And your spare time, but you go through this with your family, through the Kitab reading, many families around there, through our TV and videos. Encourage everyone. The Sohbat-e-Sheikh and Zikr. In Zikr, if you're there to send a Sheikh company, your Sheikh Zikr. Otherwise, the Istighfar of Sufi Dars 70, according to Kanzul Ummah, there's a rewrite, 700 major and minor sins also Allah Ta'ala forgives. But before we recite Istighfar, we must make the intention that here in future, I will try and keep away from all major and minor sins. I will try, don't say I will. Even 700 major and minor sins Allah Ta'ala forgives. After ourselves, 70 times Istighfar, Mawlana Ilyas Hamsalai quoted in his Malfuzat, 70 years sins also Allah Ta'ala forgives. But before we recite, we must make intention that in future I will try and keep away from it. And Hazrat Ganga Ramakrishna said, before going to bed, 100 istighfar. And then the best zikr, mashallah, Ganga Ramakrishna said, the best zikr for both this world and after death, for all our good wishes, and safety from all fitness, calamities, after death also, if we can recite 500 Durud Sharif daily. That's the best wazifa, and great Awliya Allah, Shah Wadullah Muhaddis Dehlavi Ramakrishna. He said, everything you got through, but got Durud Sharif. The Durud Sharif today in English. The Shaykh, this 10 before the Dajjal, we are passing this 10. And this lesson predicted يصبح الرجل المؤمن ويمشي كافر يبيع دينه بأرد من الدنيا كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم person is Muslim, the money even if he become kafir and turn away from Islam. And a person will sell his or her religion for little benefit of the world, earning some extra money or some qualification, but sell his religion also. So we got no guarantee. Sayyid Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam said, how a person can be safe? So the Shaykh said, first clear condition is do everything according to Sunnah. Our belief must be according to Alhamdulillah, that your student, our belief is according to Sunnah. And namaz must be according to Sunnah. Then our dressing, eating, going to toilet, everything according to Sunnah. Second, lot of Durud Sharif daily. And third, lot of Astaghfar daily. And at least by morning and 100 kalima tayyiba. He said, if you hold on to this, your iman will be safe. And also he said some other time, if you read Lord Durud Sharif Salatul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam daily and Astaghfar, you will be safe from worldly calamities also. So pass on the message to everyone. And then the but the condition is by Sunnah. So inshallah, if you are regular with this, as the Shaykh said, the easy cure for pride, jealousy, hatred, all this, is Lord the Shaykh daily and the zikr regularly. It will purify the heart from all impurity, but it must be regular. So then the few things I'm passing on to you. I read the kitab, so that Allah give me also talking. And, but now you must remember, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't hate anybody. As the Malatanam says, the hatred and hatred, the which is other words, hatred book, is nearly kufr, very near kufr. Now, this person said, if you hate any Muslim worldly reason, more than 3 days in your heart, and you die immediately, start burning the qabr. Let me perform Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, Quran, Tilawah, Zikr, nothing will help you. You start burning the qabr. So, hatred is very poison, and the cure for that is very easy. Now, general cure is the Durud Sharif and Zikr. But when we meet, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you don't have love, unity, among your iman will never become perfect. So I inform you of something which shall create love and unity in your heart. That is, when you meet one another, greet Assalamu Alaikum. And there's a divide, after Salam you make Musafa, so whatever in your heart, hatred or jealousy will fall out. So this is very important thing. Try and practice. So my students also, namely, they were said that Fuzail bin Iyas, Rahmatullahi, he had one student, very brilliant, very pious. At the time of that, Fuzail Rahmatullah in Avastha, there was a big bend before, very big bend. After he became, took that and became very great Buddha. So the student was, at the time of that, Fuzail Rahmatullah made him recite the Kalima. He said something very bad. To recite the Yasin Shaykh also, he said something bad. Fuzail Rahmatullah, and he died. So Fuzail Rahmatullah was crying for a few days, saw him, the angels are dragging him to Jannah. Then asked him the dream, what happens? What is the dream? What happened? He said that at the time of death, Allah took my iman away. What reason? I had jealousy with my fellow students. Number two, I had habit of carrying case, gossiping, but number three, I had some disease. The doctor told me once in a year you will have to drink haram brandy. So you won't get the once in a year I have to drink. So these three reasons that I took my iman away. Now that it seems the most dangerous is jealousy and carrying to gossiping. And this person said, Ghiba ashaddu min zina. Gossiping worse than adultery also. Monatai Rahmatullah said in one malfuz, it means these two sins we are committing like mixing milk with sugar and drinking tasty, very tasty. One is gossiping and one is look at my mahram deity. So these two, dilka asati and naska, he says, destroys our heart, makes the heart dirty and filthy and stinking. So must be very careful when you go out also, must be our guests, don't look at ladies. Yes? Now imagine people watching the TV, they look at the ladies. The ladies are looking at the whole family is coming at it. Yes? So many broken homes. You must explain to people. Yes? So gossiping, Imam Azhar Rahmatullah sometimes one ghibat destroys 1 year's ibadat nur, sometimes 5 to 10 years also. And Aisha Radhi was sitting with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you all must have studied. So Umma Sulama Radhi Allah was passing by. So Aisha Radhi said, they didn't have a husband, but they envied one another. They wanted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to love them the most. So she said, yes, yes, Muslim is so short, you like her. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't get angry. She said, you gossiped about her. If you heard this, mix this one word, shorty, in the ocean, whole ocean will become rotten and stinking. imagine one gibbet, what's going to happen to her heart? Yes? Somebody very careful, yes? And let's look at my Mahram lady. Let us curse upon those who look at ladies deliberately, and curse upon those ladies, mature ladies, if they go out and their face closed, many men look at them. To curse upon the lady also, and it's compulsory to close them. So this is very poisonous. See? And the root of all, they say, is halal food must go in the stomach. One mouthful goes haram the stomach, 40 days do not accept it. Ibadat not accepted, has not accepted this, and creates evil in a person. So these are the three things I read them passing on to you. And the Shaykh quoted in Fazail-e Ramadan, that in Ramadan Allah Ta'ala cursing four types of people, doesn't care for them, doesn't need their fasting also. Four types of people. One, those who disobey their parents. Those who hate and cut off from their relatives. Must be very careful. Yes? And those who hate any Muslim and have habitual drunkard. Yes? So these are the things we must inform our children, and how the children will come to know if we have Kitab. Yes? So make dua to Allah, give me all the tawfiq to practice, and all Muslims. Yes? And main thing, when we all die, must make dua with devotee man also. All take care. Okay. Another thing very important for students is respect with Ustad. Respect of parents, respect of Kitab. Kitab must hold in the right hand, Sunnah. Now, if you find many students, there are Kitab in the left and the shoes in the right. There is no adab. Adab of the parents, respect of the Ustad, and the respect of the Ustad very important. The Shaykh wrote somewhere that those students who don't respect the Ustad, even what you call, they don't get knowledge, no burkhan knowledge. And even so much, he said, those students in the Western schools, the Ustaz are Christian Jews, don't respect the teachers, even they pass the test, even they pass also, but they don't get good jobs. Mm-hmm. Yes? Then he quoted that one great alim went to some place, all the students came to meet him. So one student didn't come. After a few days he came. The Ustad asked him, where were you? He said, my mother was very ill and that I had to look after. The Ustad said that you should come and just greet me and then go. I wouldn't stop you. So then he didn't get, nobody benefited from his other job. The respect of Ustad and parents, elderly people, all is very important. Not a give a thought. This is written in Irshad al-Muluk, the person, adab. Go to his left foot. The one buzzard, I think he came out of the toilet with the left foot, or he went with the right foot. The latter took away from him with the head. Yes, adab. Adab is very important. There was one student, his father was, I think, like Bidari type. So he came home, the son was pious, mashallah. He asked his son, what is that? He said, he's studying his work. He took the miswak and put it in his back like. That's the adab. They say that in the night, horrible looking, some animal came out from his back. And then he, after 3 days also, he also died. Must have adab, respect is very important. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Subhana Rabbil Azim, Al-Azhar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa ala alihi wa azwaji wa zuriyati wa ahli baytihi, wa sari wa ansari wa ashiyani wa muhibbi wa ummatihi. وعلينا معهم أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد لله كل شيء قدير يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم اغفر لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا بين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به لنا مسائل الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا أبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعل الوارث منا متى سألنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تزل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تزل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغنا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزدنا بالحلم واكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه Nabiyyuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And always become in Sarima Ta'ala min Nabiyyuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta musta'an wa alayka al-bala wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka samii'ul 'aliim bi rahmatika ya arhamar raahimin. One, two, three more seconds. Sunnah are very valuable, but you haven't heard before. He was one buzurg in India. He decided to perform two rakats with utmost sincerity and concentration to please Allah Ta'ala. So he made buzurg according to Sunnah, two rakats with utmost concentration sincerity he performed. He closed his eyes so that thoughts mustn't come here in. After that, Allah Ta'ala showed him with the eyes of the heart, kash. This two rakat was transformed into a very pretty lady, no pretty lady on earth died. He got ready to tell that he accepted my namas. But when he looked at her face, she was cockeyed. He got worried. Maybe then he went by Mona Gangaram and said, this happened. Father Gangaram at Tamasha, he was very early. He immediately told him, I think you performed this two rakat with closed eyes. That's why she was cockeyed. So he said, I closed my eyes for concentration. Yeah? That it's against Sunnah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he used to perform his salat, he used to lower his gaze on the prayer seat, then never used to close his eyes. So this is literally done against Sunnah, the result was cockeyed. Although it's not haram, doesn't break, but yet the Sunnahs are very important. We must try and practice every Sunnah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdihi, pastor, Allah, ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.